Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Picks Now update. Here are some of the top headlines this morning. The Camp Fire, the deadliest and most destructive wildfire that California has ever seen, has now claimed at least 42 lives, and this number is expected to rise as recovery workers look for almost 230 people still unaccounted for. Right now, flames are 30% contained, scorching 125,000 acres. The burn zone now covers an area that is bigger than the city of San Jose. Crews are trying to protect 15,000 buildings that are still in danger. DNA experts are in what's left of the town of Paradise this morning, helping to identify some of those who have been killed. Authorities released the first three victims' names yesterday. 48-year-old Jesus Fernandez, 65-year-old Ernest Foss Jr., and 77-year-old Carl Wiley, all from Butte County. And while investigators there continue to sort through the rubble, survivors are forced to wait for word on the hundreds of people who are still reported missing.
Hazel's 99 years old. She's still missing. Alan Rigg, he's not found with the Alan Rigg Band. He's my neighbor. If anybody knows where Alan is, please.
The Butte County Sheriff has requested about 150 more search and rescue personnel to help look for human remains. Here's a roundup of trusted resources you can turn to help. The Red Cross at 1-800-RED-CROSS is taking donations. You can also text Butte Fire to 91999 to donate to the United Way Relief Fund. The Salvation Army has its own hotline number. You see 1-800-SAL-ARMY. And you can also list your home on Airbnb to help house the fire victims and those displaced. Taking a live look now from our KPIX 5 roof camera. Looking at the bay, you could see the smoky skies over the Bay Bridge, the unhealthy air conditions continuing across the Bay Area for the sixth straight day. Sonoma County is closing 90% of its schools today. Parents can check the district website for a complete list. And in Pittsburgh, schools will be running on a rainy day schedule. And Mary is keeping an eye on the conditions for us.
That's right, Kenny. What we really need is a good rain, and we could see it next week. In the meantime, we are dealing with the smoke. Air quality forecast, unhealthy air quality for the entire Bay Area, very unhealthy air for the North Bay, the coast, and for the Central Bay. So that air quality index, AQI values 184 in Santa Rosa, 167 San Francisco, 124 in Livermore, and 151 in San Jose. When you see AQI values of 150 and higher, that is very unhealthy air. So high pressure in control for us, that ridge moved a little bit, but not enough. We really need this ridge to move out of here and that the end of offshore winds. Now, future cast, as we take you through the next 10 days, the possibility of some rain next week for Northern California and, of course, for us here in the Bay Area. So likely seeing that rain next Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday right over Butte County. That would help for the firefighting efforts and for the Bay Area for us, and that'll help clear the smoke. But in the meantime, we're looking at smoky skies, hazy conditions, 67 in San Francisco, also for San Rafael and Vallejo. So on the cool side with our temperatures, 70 in Fremont, 71 for Livermore. And here's that five-day forecast as we're looking at hazy skies continuing through Friday and air quality advisory, spare the air alert extended through Friday and hopefully some improvement next week. Kenny?
All right, Mary, thank you. In Southern California, the Woolsey Fire continues to burn, but some evacuees are finally back in their homes today. The mandatory evacuation order was lifted last night for folks who live in the West Hills part of Los Angeles. The neighborhood was under siege on Friday when crews forced people to leave. One homeowner stayed to save his property, thinking that he'd be okay.
If I knew what I know now, I wouldn't have done this. There was many points that I was like, I'm not going to make it out of here.
More than 96,000 acres have burned since the Woolsey Fire broke out on Thursday. Right now, it is 35% contained. CNN is suing President Trump and several of his aides. This morning, the cable news network filed a lawsuit in a D.C. court after the White House revoked the press pass of journalist Jim Acosta following this press conference last week. The lawsuit alleges that Acosta and the network's First and Fifth Amendment rights were being violated. And in the Arizona Senate race, Democratic candidate Kyrsten Sinema is declaring victory today. She will become Arizona's first female U.S. senator and the state's first Democratic U.S. senator in three decades. The 42-year-old defeated Republican Representative Martha McSally. McSally conceded to Sinema last night via Twitter. And in her tweet, she wrote, "I wish her success. I'm grateful to all those who supported me in this journey. I'm inspired by Arizonans' spirit, and our state's best days are still ahead of us. Some restaurant owners are going to great lengths to stop disruptive diners. They want to make sure that the only thing in their customers' hands is silverware. Some restaurants are rewarding diners who ditch their phones while they eat. At a restaurant in New Jersey, a champagne bucket is placed on every table for customers to toss their phones into. And if they make it through their meal without picking up their phones, they get 20% off.
If you like the idea of putting your phone away and being present with the person you're having dinner, by all means, use the box that's on the table.
Other restaurants have rolled out cell phone policies as well, from limiting photography to instituting full bans. Some customers say that the rules serve as a good reminder. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You could always watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, and our KPIX Facebook page.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS 5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.